Yes, but higher quality.
Yeah.
And if you appreciate what it is, you're going to care about it even more.
The number you have reached has been disconnected.
Hi, this is Danette Gorman from HelpSyriasKids.org. We are connecting the Hudson community with a Syrian refugee camp in Ketermaya, Lebanon. You're listening to WGXC ACRA.
Everything is real.
Radio. Radio.
Everything is real.
Radio.
Everything is real. Radio.
Everything is real. Radio.
Everything is real. Radio.
Everything is real. Radio. Radio. Radio.
The Everything is Real radio program broadcasts here on WGXC 90.7 FM every second Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. Don't miss it.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by Upstate Films, a nonprofit theater connecting the Hudson Valley through transformative cinematic experiences, presenting The Witching Hour, a series that pays tribute to the special hour of night that welcomes the alluring and the terrifying, featuring in May films by David Cronenberg, including Videodrome, Crash, and Dead Ringers. Every Wednesday night, information about screenings and special guests at upstatefilms.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of J.D. of Round Top, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
On Sunday evening, right here on WGXC, you can tune in to listen to the program La Ville Inhumaine, The Inhuman City. On this program you will hear music, found sounds, intentional noise, words, field recordings, all together, all at once. Tune in to La Ville Inhumaine, live radio from Hudson, New York, on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Thank you.
in the beginning. Oh, long before that. When light was deciding who should be in and who should be out of Spectrum, yellow was in trouble. Even then. Seems that green, you know how green can be, didn't want yellow in. Some silly primal envy, I suppose, but for whatever cause, the effect was bad on yellow and caused yellow to weep yellow tears for several eternals before there were years, until blue heard what was up between green and yellow and took green aside for a serious talk, in which blue pointed out that if yellow and blue were to get together, not that they would, but if they did, a gentle threat, they could make their own green. Oh, said green with some understanding. Naturally, by a sudden change of hue, green saw the light and yellow got in. Worked out fine. Yellow got lemons and green got limes. Tell us all, or tell me, where day goes with night, and what they do there, and what it means. The questions fall on your lavender lap, and your answer is a lavender laugh in a lavender cry. Near a lavender what? By a lavender why?
Thank you.
impossible to understand Beige unless you stare at him hard, stare him right in his whys. Unless you see Beige in the serious beigeness of being its beige self. More than anything, Beige is careful, insanely so, really. Almost as careful as that shade of yellow that's afraid. But Beige is much sneakier than yellow. Wants the entire everything to be as safe as yesterday is, now that right now's here. You know how flamboyant red can be. Wouldn't last a minute with Beige. Probably wouldn't get past his secretary, Miss Always Light Tan. Beige even thinks that orange is a little too far out, the way it streaks sunrise and set. And just the mention of green, and Beige sees purple, which also drives him into a rage. Of course, it's only a beige rage. Not much strength to it. To be honest as Lily White, the truth is that Beige is anti-color, unless the color is right. Unless the color is beige. About as average as you can get away with seeing is the gray way Beige likes to have things be. Chartreuse wanted to quit. Why not? Figured it would go off somewhere. Be by itself. Maybe let green or yellow take over. Get away from it all. That's what Chartreuse wanted. Who needs chameleons? What difference would it make in the immense design of things, if certain feathers were some other color? Parrots wouldn't care. Nor would parakeets. But what about the leaves of rhubarb? Oh. Chartreuse began to tremble just thinking of the trouble rhubarb would make. You know rhubarb, and the rhubarb that rhubarb could cause. So Chartreuse decided not to give notice, not for a while anyway. Besides, isn't that a nervous katydid over there that needs a new coloring? Of course. Chartreuse gonna stay, 'cause it feels used.
Thank you.
course you did, couldn't help yourself. Had to. Turquoise, don't you know how simple you are? Don't you know what effect you're having on everything? See the flash of you, Turquoise, there, by her gliding through the light, and by such swifts and shifts of sleight. Also, there you go, all streaks of turquoise blur, definitely so. And here a turquoise all tender, trembling like water. What do you think of a turquoise like that? Then, there's this turquoise. And that turquoise. Oh, turquoise, you shouldn't have. Of course you did. Couldn't help yourself. Had to. Isn't that right? There's something that you can tint. Turquoise. With a more or less colorless sigh that you can hear from the bottomest low to the top of most high, from this edge of spectrum to that. What's the use? What's the use? What's the use? A rant of a chant, so silly of puce, as silly, I'd say, oh, sillier still than the silliest silly of the silliest goose. Here's the trouble with puce. Puce is a victim of loose thinking, thinks poetry pays. No one these days pays the least attention to things poetic. Ain't got no time to waste on rhyme. But Puce doesn't know this. Could be a screw loose in Puce. Oh well, what's the use? As an aura to be felt as well as seen. Purple has class, some say the highest. They stand in awe of purple, royally, loyally in awe. This alone makes pompous purple king. King Purple feels there's a right that is his, that goes way, way back to beginning, to the place where pomp began, that is purple pomp. Some say, those in the know, that purple got pomp from the first of the purple queens, from Mother Pomp, who thought it all up. The purple dignity, the purple pomp, the purple put on, thought it all up. So anyone purple from then until now would never have to ever, ever work. And that's why purple is king. To make it appear that that is its truth. Pure amber neutrality. Here, in the dizzying come and go, amber, being in the middle, observes a most careful disinterestedness, plays referee in the roundabout between red and green. Amber, from its vantage, winks among the many millions stops and goes, because amber knows from the bottom of its amber that even creatures made in God's image, even something as smart and as special and as serious as that, has to be told when to stop, has to be told when to go. Or the monuments to gregarious that we call cities would become huge, falling apart, hopelessly snarled, bumper to bumper, horn-blasting monuments to traffic jam. If amber would be on all the time, staring, neutral, amber, deaf to a million angry, biased horns. Thank you. saddest. Sadder than that. Blue was the bluest blue can be blue. No one seemed to care, least of all blue. No, blue wasn't making it. But then, on a Thursday of a year, who can remember except blue? Something sudden happened. Blue went as high as sky is high, flipped fathoms up, began to swing easy, sensibly, the way swings should be swung, like birds sing a song. Now everyone loves the new blue, 'cause it's the truest. You will too, when you see this blue. True blue, too true. True blue, too true.
Art and discussion. Listen to work and play. Listen to eat and drink. Listen to up and down. Listen to noise and fun. Listen to purple and green. Listen to pink and blue. Listen to a heart rainbow. Listen to wizards and witches. Listen to jazz play. Listen to dogs and mice. Listen to Rome and Italy. Listen to Mars and Venus. Listen to the planet. Listen to the planet. Listen to ladies and gentlemen. Listen to books. Listen to teeth and trunks. Listen to bath time and nap time. Listen to Kaizen and Violet. Listen to Stars and Stripes. Listen to Texas and listen to bells and waterfalls. Listen to churches and steeple. Dance and sing and listen and bells. Listen to making things, stripes and zigzags. Listen to clouds and leaves, bike riding and zigzagging. No, listen to bike riding and curving. Listen to the radio going on and on. Listen to the radio going on and on. Listen to the radio WGXC.
Is a character as colorful as characters can come, but in a quiet, quiet way. Mauve is as quiet as a mute, doesn't give a hoot, should have been an owl, wise and old. Mauve only cares about dancing, quiet. Quiet dancing makes sense, at least a kind of mauve sense, and for oh so many reasons, but mostly It's the way mauve moves that makes mauve so amazing, such a joy to see. Mauve moving is as graceful as glide. That's true. It's known far and wide. Every move mauve makes makes marvelous sense, a kind of miracle. Is mauve moving quiet? See it. Mauve. Funny thing about mud, it's a color that isn't thought of as so. But as sure as there's green leaf green or blood red blood, you can also be sure there's muddy mud mud as a color, I mean. And which, if it weren't all around, would leave little hope for a bar we call soap. Mud, or muddy, whichever you prefer, is the bane of existence to every human her. But to the sellers of soap, mud, or muddy, is the great white hope. Hooray for dirt, and even dust. Both are considered a muddy mud must. So next time you say oh no to yourself when muddy mud mud makes dirty what's clean, think what this doggerel's logic has been as you take from its shelf the antidote soap. If there wasn't a color called mud or muddy or muddy mud mud, there would be very little hope for soap. Thank you. they're about to begin. The group called Oop. Come on in. Look. That's Sepia. Smooth as a smoothie is smooth. On the edge of it all, wiser than otherwise is. Like the else of something else. Oh, they're about to begin the beginning of begin. That's yellow ochre playing around, swaying a sound with the loose tendrils of his ticky-tock time. And that, oh, that's burnt umber. Just got out. You remember umber. Who could forget umber? The way he was burnt. Oh, there's good old Rossiana playing changes. Look at him, good. Goofiness, ink, but as thoughtful as think. Hey, Sepia is about to play. Smooth as the smoothie is smooth. On the edge of it all. Wiser than otherwise is. Like the else of something else. A most colorful group called Oop. As an intellectual vibration, smack dab in the middle of spectrum, green can be a problem. That's because there's so many different greens inside of green, and each one has a different IQ. There's the green that should never have happened, the stupid green. The green that is green with envy. Then there's the so-so green. The who cares anyway green. But somewhere in green is a green here and there that has something to say. A truly intelligent green. A green with some integrity. That's the kind of green for you and me. There's a green to be seen with. Vivid, vibrant, living alive. should spend the better part of our time, yours and mine, with a green like this. Maybe some of it would rub off. Is a critic, loves to see the show, just doesn't know when to say yes and when to say no. But that's because of Beige. You see, Beige has taught Ekru a funny point of view. The true is like false, and false is like true. Who can expect to get anything straight? Like an answer, I mean. From an Ekru that thinks, or thinks that it thinks by the thought it was taught, that love is the same as hate, that shouldn't's the same as should, that dumb is the same as smart, that bad is the same as good. A kind of critical confusion in critic could have complications almost arithmetic. Those of us, are there any? Too many. Who have to know exactly what to do, what to see, what to say, what to think. We'll have to wait until Ekru is ready with his double talking trait to make steady unsteady, calling crooked straight. But what the heck, you know Ekru. Just a freeloading critic who loves to see the show. Just doesn't know when to say yes or when to say no. Who you are, Nutria. You're definitely, definitively unknown. About as unknown as a color can get. Yet, you persist in this nonsense, as the innocents so often do, of becoming someone big with a name. You, a big name, you, up there in lights, a show of your own. Nutria presents Nutria Being Nutria. What a child of a color you can be. Do you think, do you really, really think that light would ever be allowed to allow you a stage only for you? You've got to stop dreaming dreams that should never be dreamt. Wake up, Nutria. Get yourself a red manager, an orange agent, a yellow writer, a green salesman, a blue tailor, an indigo barber, a violet taxman. Then, maybe, then, if they play your cards right, innocent as an innocent can be innocent, Nutria, you might become known. But then again, Nutria, sorry to say, but Cerise, according to a most indelible source who lives near Hugh, is out of it. True. Cerise is definitely out. About as out as out's the opposite of in. Don't ask me why. Doesn't make any more sense to me than it does to you. To see Cerise sitting, silly, sad, moping, melancholy, mad, here in the deepest of dumps. Come, come, Cerise. What do you think Pink'll think? And if Fuchsia could see you fussing so, and oh, what Gray would say. No, I'm sorry, Cerise. With your talent for tinging, you should be ashamed. Every shade of you should. Now you get up and get out and start tinging, or I'll call the police. Did you hear me, Cerise? The police. Cerise? Did you hear me? If there's an absolute white, and there is. And if there's an absolute black, and there is. Then it follows that there must be an absolute gray. And there is. Absolute gray is the perfect gray. That's the same distance from absolute white as it is from absolute black. Not white gray or black gray, but absolutely perfect gray. The grayest gray that gray can be gray. found this gray that all the good grays are. The kind of grays that know what's up, that know what's down, that know how far out to get, or how deep in. Absolute gray and all the good grays always know just what to say, 'cause they're so close to absolutely perfect gray.